If you're thinking that the radio's full of dreck, then it's time to listen to Soundcheck.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and both tonight and tomorrow night on Soundcheck, we've got a holiday gift for you. For the next 2 days, we're going to feature some of our favorite music performances from 2012. You'll hear music in the next hour from someone who sang on one of the biggest hits of the year. You'll hear a founding member of the Velvet Underground and a musician from Sierra Leone who's bringing boo-boo music to Brooklyn. We're going to kick things off with the indie band Grizzly Bear. Back in September, they helped us celebrate the return of Soundcheck. After our summer hiatus, we returned to the airwaves in our new evening time slot and with our new website, soundcheck.org, which launched with live video of Grizzly Bear playing brand new songs from their album Shields, which came out a week later. Here's one of the songs from that performance called Sleeping Ute. It's Grizzly Bear on this holiday edition of Soundcheck.
Well, it's calm and it's clear, collapsed here on the the stone delivered to this place. A vision dark and cloaked, and those figures through the leaves, and that light through the smoke, and those countless empty days made me dizzy when I woke, and I lived to see you. I hate to see you go, but I know no other way than straight on out the door. And I can't help myself, and I can't help myself, and I can't help myself.
That's Grizzly Bear with their song Sleeping Ute, played live in the Green Space, where they joined us to relaunch Soundcheck back in September. The video of that performance has been one of the most popular things on our website since. You can watch it at soundcheck.org. We also shot video of the San Antonio band Girl in a Coma when they joined us back in April to play songs from an album called Exits and All the Rest. Here's a comment that our listener Fred G. from the West Coast posted about this all-female trio. These girls are so many light years ahead of what is rock today. Singer Nina Diaz sounds a bit like Buffy St. Marie, Susie, Nina Hagen, Patsy, and so on. But when it's all said and done, Nina Diaz sounds like Nina Diaz. It brings great joy to old, thought-they-were-done-with-rock guys like myself. Here's what Fred G. was talking about. This is Girl in a Coma playing their song Smart on Soundcheck.
This one's for all the chihuahuas out there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very slow on faded pictures. I never have been in love like this. Place a ring upon a finger. I never felt a rush like this. And do you ever start to wonder what's it like to be alone? Just sit and stare and ponder. You live your life, it's not your own. Oh, oh, oh. Tomorrow go. Oh, let's watch tomorrow go. Hold your head up, though you're shaking. I never felt a rush like this. Not quite like this. You were never one to fake it. I never felt a lust like this. Not quite like this. And do you ever start to wonder? Tomorrow, God. be alone. It's instant ponder. Oh, yeah, you live your life. It's not your own.
That's Girl in a Coma with the song Smart, which is on our list of favorite live performances of the year, something we're sharing with you on these two holiday editions of Soundcheck. Also making the grade for 2012, Djanka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang. Djanka was a refugee from the brutal civil war in Sierra Leone and a fan of the traditional boo-boo music from the northern hills of that country. He came to Brooklyn and, through a somewhat roundabout way, got hooked up with a bunch of indie rock regulars, and the result was Djanka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang. Here's their performance of his song, Rolungi.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Rokiam. Thank you. panta, true panta.
That's Junka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang performing their song Rolungi here in the WNYC studios. We're just getting started with our look back at some of the great performances we heard this year in the Soundcheck studio. Stick around, there's lots more to come. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and all this week on the show, we're looking back at the best music of 2012. Later this week, that's going to mean hearing from music critics, Soundcheck contributors, and you. So go to our website, soundcheck.org, and fill out your Best of 2012 survey if you haven't already. But today and tomorrow, our holiday gift to you is a collection of some of our favorite in-studio performances from the past year. The Swedish sister duo known as First Aid Kit came in with a beautiful song called Emmylou, which alludes to the ill-fated romance between Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons. It's a great song, and they performed it live for us, and this is how it sounded back in March.
Oh, the bitter are coming in, and I'm already missing the summer. Stockholm's cold, but I've been told I was born to endure this kind of weather. When it's you I find, like a ghost in my mind, I am defeated, and I gladly wear the I'll be your Emmylou and I'll be your June. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. So much I know that things just don't grow. Bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. Every morning keeps returning up my window. And it brings
darling, sing with me. Just sing, little darling, sing with me.
That's the Swedish sister duo known as First Aid Kit performing in the Soundcheck studio. If you like that song called Emmy Lou, you might want to check out our video of them playing the Lion's Roar here in the studio, one of our most popular videos of the year with more than 72,000 views. Next up, Justin Townes Earle, singer, songwriter, son of musician Steve Earle. He's visited us several times, but never like this. Back in May, Soundcheck teamed up with the 78 Project, a group that travels around the country recording musicians using an old 78 RPM recorder from the 1930s. And live on the air, they and we made this recording of Justin Townes Earle playing his song Memphis in the Rain, with all the pops and cracks and wobbles left in.
Thumbs up. Black up at a cold dark night, boys. Pitch black sky, there ain't a star in sight. Looking for a change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Whitewashed buildings and old overgrown yards. I got one hand on the wheel, I got one on my heart. Looking for a girl without a name, passing through Memphis in the rain. No matter what I do, Lord, I can't stop now, babe. Gotta keep that hammer to the floor, baby, till I'm clear out of Arkansas, mama, 'cause I know what they can do to me, Lord, and I won't let them make a fool out of me. Things are starting to hit strange, passing through Memphis in the rain. Oh, sometimes a man's just gotta know when to go, baby. He's gotta earn himself a keep, baby. He's gotta know when he's been beaten. So I called a cousin down in Houston. He said, come on down, boy, got work for you to do. And I'm looking for a change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Yeah, things are starting to get strange, I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. Oh, mama, yeah.
That's Justin Townes Earle, a live recording of Memphis in the Rain here in the Soundcheck studio. The original version appears on his album Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now, but here it was recorded on an old 1930s disc recorder by the 78 Project here in our studio. You can download this version as an MP3 from our site and watch a video of the recording session at soundcheck.org. We're listening back to some of our favorite in-studio sessions from 2012, our holiday gift to you, tonight and tomorrow. Just like Justin Townes Earle's recording, our next performance harks back to a different era, although we'll hear it in slightly higher fidelity. With a new production of Porgy and Bess on Broadway, we did an entire show about the oft-covered Gershwin song Summertime with New York Times columnist Joe Nocera. So we asked jazz singer Kat Edmondson to perform the song on the show, and boy, did she ever. Listen to this, her version of Summertime. It's Kat Edmondson, back in February of 2012.
summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're going to rise up singing. And then you spread your wings, and then you take to the sky. But until that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mama standing by.
That's Cat Edmondson's version of Summertime, composed by George Gershwin, with lyrics by DuBose Hayward and Ira Gershwin. Danton Bowler played the bass. Matt Ray was at our piano. More great moments from the Soundcheck studio still to come, including performances by John Cale, the musician and producer Matthew Deer, and New Zealand singer Kimbra. This is Soundcheck.
Listen.
Sound check.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today is the first of two holiday episodes in which we're giving you, as our musical gift, a series of our favorite live performances of 2012. When the English singer Leanne LaHavas visited us back in September, we talked about her musical influences, which include Ella Fitzgerald's Cow Cow Boogie, about the older man referenced in one of her songs, he's 32, and about taking phone calls from Prince in dark alleys. That last one is a fun story. You'll just have to listen to the segment. It's on our website, soundcheck.org. But here is Leanne LaHavas performing her song, Forget.
So please don't try to serenade me. I'm a one-man band. Say goodbye. Don't need to hear you play so many other ways to lie. So pack away every verse and every rhyme.
Leanne LaHavas in the Soundcheck studio, one of our favorite performances of the year. If you liked it too, you can find that song, Forget, on her album Is Your Love Big Enough, which earned a nomination for the prestigious Mercury Prize in the UK this year. It's that time of year. People are compiling best-of-year lists, and you can check out mine as part of our 2012 music survey. We're asking a group of music critics to weigh in as well on 8 different categories at soundcheck.org, and we're inviting you to weigh in, too. One of my favorite things of the year is an album called Beams by Matthew Deer. He's worn a lot of hats in his career, a DJ, a producer, solo artist. Here's Matthew Deer in our studio playing his song Do the Right Thing on Soundcheck.
Close your eyes.
That's Matthew Deere and his song Do the Right Thing. It appears originally on his album Beams, but that's a version we recorded here in the Soundcheck studio in our list of favorite live performances of 2012. Next up is Kimbra. This New Zealander got a much wider, a global audience, in fact, when she was featured in her friend Gautier's hit song Somebody That I Used to Know. She also appears in that song's video, which involves a lot of body paint and very little else. When she visited Soundcheck, she came as a solo artist in her own right, with her band. And here she is performing the song Two-Way Street. That's Kimbra and her song Two-Way Street, recorded in the Soundcheck studio back in June. That's on our list of favorite live performances of the year. The French-born gypsy jazz guitarist Stefan Rembel learned his craft around the Roma campsites of Europe. This year he performed his original theme for the Woody Allen film Midnight in Paris at the Academy Awards. And he performed here in our studio, too. This song is called Tsunami, and it was inspired by images of the disaster that struck Japan in 2011. Mm-hmm. That's the guitarist Stefan Rembel and his quintet, a song inspired by the images of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan last year. That was called simply Tsunami. We're listening to some of our favorite live performances of 2012, and we're going to end the show today with a performance from John Cale, composer, songwriter, producer, founding member of the Velvet Underground. His latest album has one of the stranger titles of the year. It's called Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. But when he joined us, he played this song from an EP that came out last year. Here's John Cale and his band with The Hanging.
Thank you.
John Cale and The Hanging, played live in the Soundcheck studio, one of our favorite live performances, actually one of my favorite live performances of the year, I have to say. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tune in tomorrow for the second of our holiday look back at some of the great moments here in the Soundcheck studio in 2012. These great live performances were recorded by some pretty great engineers, including our technical director, Irene Trudell, as well as Paul Schneider, George Wellington, and Edward Haber. Big thanks to them and to Amy Pearl for shooting video of these performances. The show is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop. Our digital producer is Mike Katziff. Our executive producer is Joel Meyer. See you back here tomorrow for more music from the Soundcheck studio. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.